Hawaiian Fantasies. On the magic wings of an old Hawaiian song, we take you back to the days when sturdy clipper ships dropped anchor off the shores of this island paradise. Back beyond the days when tropic nights rang with the chants of the natives. Back beyond the thrilling days when red-mouthed idols smiled sardonically at the cries of human sacrifices echoing through the green forests. Back to the days when Hawaii was young. Hawaii. A virgin land, before the white man came and shaped it to his own ends. Hawaii, the beautiful. Thank you. On another continent, 6,000 miles from the land we know now as Hawaii, years before Columbus began his quest, an Aryan race stubbornly resisted the ravaging hordes which swept over Europe and Asia. But they were forced ever eastward, eastward to the sea. It was a courageous fight, a fight for liberty, and this stalwart people bled and died to escape slavery. Then, on the shores of the Pacific, they built great canoes and rafts, loading them with provisions and household pets. There began a great hegira, a flight into the unknown wastes of the mighty ocean, going, they knew not where, but going to found a new land with a song of courage in their hearts. And the thunders roared, the lightnings flashed. A tempest lashed at the frail rafts with their precious human cargo. Day after day, the elements raged and buffeted this courageous band. Many of them found the answer to their search in the fathomless depths. Many were blown far astray to eventually find haven in the South Pacific. Tahiti offered some a refuge. Then the calm. And the blinding heat sent down in a scorching torrent from a merciless sun to torture the remainder of the Polynesians. For Polynesians they were. Then, after endless days, there burst upon the vision a group of islands, green-sloped havens crowned with jagged peaks which staggered down to the sea. It was Hawaii, the beautiful. On her warm bosom, the battered bodies of the Polynesians ripened, and the very sun seemed kindlier. Plants brought 6,000 miles sprang into life. Food multiplied in this friendly climate, and a race was born again. The clear lagoons and snowy beaches echoed the happy songs of a happy people. Hawaii was given life. That is how Hawaii first felt the touch of human foot. Today, this group of islands is a friendly land, and ever a happy one. And now we must leave Hawaii to return again soon. Until then, aloha oi.